Welcome to BPV Knows. Today, BPV Knows estate planning. Our expert is Jeff Mutnick, a director in our tax practice and a longtime expert in the world of estate planning. So Jeff, tell us, who needs estate planning?
Virtually every American needs estate planning. Once you become an adult and start to gather assets and incur debt and have children, grow your family, you want to control what happens when you're not around to continue that control. And if you don't take this seriously, you're leaving all of the decisions to be made on behalf of your family and where your things go to the state that you happen to be a resident of and or where you happen to pass away in. And that generally is not the right plan. It also means that you're leaving your family to deal with the state. It's costly, it's time consuming. And most importantly, the state has a prearranged plan, which probably does not coincide with how you want things to go. The most important aspect of that, in my opinion, are minor children, that you're leaving the state to be the guardian and determine who should be the guardian. When you want your next door neighbor, who your child played with their whole life, they may choose a sibling that lives 3,000 miles away saying they're family. And it's much better to leave minor children with family than with the people they have grown up with for their whole lives. Please take this seriously.
I think you said a really important word there, which is control and being able to make your own decisions and not having them made for you. I think everybody wants that. Is there a time in a person's life when it's the right time to start seriously considering estate planning and what somebody should be doing?
There's no question in my mind that once you start a family, the parents should have wills. But before that, it's possible that you have gathered assets that you wish to control how they are dispersed. You may have incurred liabilities or see that you might have future potential creditors, in which case may make sense for you and your particular situation. Estate planning is very wide encompassing. It is not just about the funeral. It can actually leave a mark for generations after you're gone if done wrong or positively if done appropriately. There is no good or bad time to start this conversation, except when you're not around to have it. It's something that is appropriate for people in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. We have people who are now starting families later on in life. We have people who are ending relationships with longtime spouses that also need new estate planning documents, not something that may be thought of at that time, but it's extremely important for people who are changing their lives, buying a house, getting married, having a child, getting divorced, selling a house. All the major aspects of somebody's life probably should be thought about in the context of what do my documents say now? The IRA that I started when I was 25 years old now has quite a bit of money in it. Did I put the appropriate designation in it? Is my ex-spouse still the designated person on there? And is that who I want to inherit my assets? Conceptually, it all falls under the umbrella of estate planning.
It's one of those things that people don't really like to talk about. However, there's also benefits on the tax side of having a solid estate plan, right?
Well, estate planning is first and foremost about distribution of assets. But the estate tax and income tax, and also a third one then, the generation skipping tax, all interplay when proper planning is done. We can consider income tax during our lives when we create trusts or when we make a gift. Most people don't realize that when you give away your assets, the government taxes not the person who received it because it's not income to them, but the person who actually gave it away. Because that's part of your taxable estate. To backtrack one more step, when you pass away with what the government believes to be too much value, there is an estate tax in this country. It is 40%. But under the current law, it's at an extremely all-time high level of $12,060,000. Really, not the common person's concern is the estate tax, but the common person still may need estate planning, as we discussed. And yet, without having an estate tax, there may be gift tax implications of having to file and explain to the government what you did and who you gave things to once you exceed a threshold of $16,000 to any single person. There are lots of cracks and crevices here, lots of nuances that even within a total greater than $12,060,000, there are methods to reduce that. There are ways to report things that leave you your system in a better state than it otherwise could be if and when other gifts are contemplated later on in life, if and when you pass away, as we all will one day. Setting yourself up for success is what estate planning is all about, whether that's even during your life or after you're gone.
Sounds really complicated. So how do you stay on top of all the various ways that it can be done and all of the laws that change so frequently? How do you stay on top of all of that?
Fortunately, or some people think unfortunately, I've been doing this for many decades now. So I have a great foundation of knowledge to draw upon. Congress continuously tinkers with laws in this area. Even though it doesn't raise a lot of tax dollars, it's a tremendous political football to play with. There are seminars, lectures, court cases that are handed down throughout the country that affect all the various things we do. Personally, I'm a member of two different estate planning councils, Estate Planning Council of Greater Miami, Estate Planning Council of Broward County. I write on the topics. I read about these topics on a consistent basis. I listen to podcasts. I watch video logs. To me, it's somewhat of a passion to help people during what I think is the hardest part of anybody's life, the passing of a loved one. Normally, it's the matriarch or patriarch, but sometimes it's a child or a sibling or an aunt or an uncle, maybe in a foreign country that they've inherited assets from. It's wide-ranging. It's never static. It's constant in terms of the volume of work. And as we go along in life, it's picking up speed. More and more people are gathering more and more things that they care about, and they want to know that they're accounted for in an appropriate way.
We have a whole team of people who do this as their full careers, right? Tell us a little bit about the department and how many people we have that do this, and if they have any extra specialty areas. Like you mentioned international, maybe that's an area that we should delve into.
Our tax department has approximately 150 professionals. Each one somehow, some way, touches upon estate planning, whether they know it or not. Maybe it's not called that in their daily lives. But we have about 24 professionals who are dedicated to this type of work, which includes estate tax returns, gift tax returns, but mainly on an annual basis, thousands of trust returns. This is something that does impact our client base throughout. And again, not necessarily just the super wealthy, but for people who are mindful of probate and the costs of probate, that they create a grantor trust that's revocable during their lives and save their family the requirements of having to go to court when they pass. So a grantor, an irrevocable trust, is something that you set aside today. A revocable trust, you can change at any time. It's your alter ego. We have 25 people who are immeasurably knowledgeable about the subtleties of what this means during life, can read and understand documents, can advise as to whether something makes sense for you or not. And again, the other 125 people, they know about this. We teach this. They deal with it. Their clients ask them about it. Their families ask them about it. But we get questions from all sorts, all angles. Nobody's exempt from these types of issues.
So one final question is, once you do your estate plan, is it done? Is it just finished forever? Or do you need to go back and look at it? And if you do, how frequently should you do that?
Estate planning is not static. It is not sign it, put it in a drawer, save it digitally, leave it somewhere. Life happens on a daily basis. Things change. And over a period of time, life may happen quite a big distance from when you started the process. This is something that should be probably thought about annually, modified when major happenings occur. First child, first grandchild, fifth grandchild. If you change domicile from one state to another for tax, weather, business, whatever the case is, you are now most likely better off subjecting your documents to that state's laws and saving your family a lot. Headaches, hassles, trying to figure out which court would preside over the estate. So be mindful of when a major life change occurs. Put this on your checklist of things to think about. Contact your planner, your attorney, your CPA, someone knowledgeable who you trust. That person will help guide you through this process and help you determine, I guess, whether or not you should go seek a modification to your existing plan. Static basis regardless.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for explaining this really complicated area. I think the major takeaway is, there's two major takeaways in this. One is you have to do one. You have to do an estate plan. And then you have to keep looking at it over time. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us today. If you have questions or other topics that you'd like us to cover, you can always contact us at bpbknows@bpbcpa.com. We'll see you next time.